This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday, this came across my desk, but we didn't talk about it yesterday because we had a whole bunch of other news to talk about, and I figured a lot of you guys were going to be back from the weekend today. Marijuana might not be the best thing for you if you are a quote-unquote heart patient or if you have cardiac risk factors, as marijuana might enhance an arrhythmia, may put you more at risk for a heart attack. Remember that guy who licked a lollipop, a marijuana lollipop, and then went into a heart attack? We talked about that, and I have a theory on that one. But, or if you take cholesterol medication, blood thinners, marijuana may be a bad thing. And I know there's a lot of people out there that get very, very frustrated with these news articles and these headlines coming out saying marijuana is bad. Just like there's people out there getting frustrated that there's studies saying marijuana is good. Well, you have to pretend we're kind of back in the 1940s and 1950s, all right? With Elvis and also, I really wish I could have been around the 50s. The 50s. I love the 80s and having grown up in the 80s, but, man, I just have a fascination with the 50s. So I wish it could have been around then. But back then, the science was kind of similar in that there would be this new breakthrough. Something would come out. They would educate everybody in the newspapers. Everybody would talk about it, and then something else would come out. And they're like, oh, no, maybe we need to slow our roll. You know, look at what happened just recently with coconut oil. Remember a few years ago, everybody was saying coconut oil is the craze. Everybody have coconut oil. I tried a little bit of coconut oil, and I'm like, it just is so oily. I like cooking with olive oil, but to actually take coconut oil and put oil in my mouth, I didn't like doing that. So I stopped after about a few weeks, and now there's a study saying, well, coconut oil is raising your LDL, your bad cholesterol. So I tell everybody to just kind of trust instinct when it comes to this, because you have one paper or one group of researchers that come up with one hypothesis and result. You have another group, and sometimes they conflict, sometimes they mesh, and it could be very, very confusing. So my stance on marijuana has not changed. It's always been the same. I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think marijuana will help some people. I think marijuana will hurt some people. You don't know if you're going to be helped or hurt by it. So just kind of be open to some of the news and be smart. So in this particular study, excuse me, I'm sorry. It's allergies. I'm not sick. I better not be sick. I have to leave town Friday. In the Journal of American College of Cardiology, they found a link between marijuana and heart risks. And they basically found that the way we metabolize, let's say, cholesterol medications in the cytochrome P450 system, it's kind of a group of enzymes that help us, you know, deal with our toxins and deal with our medications and you know, help the liver do what it does. Marijuana may kind of interfere. That makes sense. You got something else coming into your body, floating around. It can interfere with that. The problem is, and for those of us in medicine, if something is going to screw with this cytochrome P450 system, now we're really at a disadvantage, and the patient's at a disadvantage, because we think we're giving you X amount of milligrams of something. So like, let's say a blood thinner, Coumadin. Let's say you have to be on warfarin or Coumadin because of a blood clot or risk of stroke or atrial fibrillation, and we think we're giving you 5 milligrams a day. You smoke marijuana, that could almost convert it to being elevated in your body to like 7 milligrams a day, and now you could be at risk for bleeding. Or in some cases, it might mess with it and only make it active to the point of, let's say, 2 milligrams a day, and then it may not work because your doctor thinks you're getting 5 milligrams, but because of the way the body's metabolizing it, you're not getting enough. And so we come up with these milligrams and these quantities based on studies and based on a pretty, what's the word for it? Where homeostatic, I don't know if that's the right word I want, but the body is variable, but you know, we try to prescribe it in a predictable body pattern. We know what a healthy liver would do. But you add marijuana to the mix, all bets are off. Same thing with cholesterol medication. Cholesterol medication can be very risky for people by affecting their liver, which is why we try to do low dose when we can. 10 milligrams, 20 milligrams. If I see somebody on 80 milligrams of Zocor, I'll try to put them on 20 milligrams of Crestor, so we have less milligrams going into the system. But then the cytochrome P450 getting messed up, that 20 milligrams or 80 milligrams might, you know, rise to 40 or 100 respectively. And then that could affect the liver, cause muscle pain. So this makes sense. We've known that marijuana could affect theophylline levels, what we used to use a lot for asthma patients. We knew it could affect blood thinners. We knew it could possibly affect those with congestive heart failure. There's been studies, I don't know if you've read my article a while back, we talked about a case where somebody had congestive heart failure, or they thought that the marijuana caused their heart to balloon out and have a dilated cardiomyopathy. When you have a heart that balloons out, that's not a nice, stiff, you know, muscular pump. That's kind of a balloon. It's boggy. And people like stiff or perky, but we'll go into that in another discussion. In fact, this guy that ate the lollipop, what they thought happened, this was back in February. Some guy licked a lollipop that was 90 micrograms of THC, which is kind of high. He started to get hallucinations, anxiety, heart rate went up, blood pressure went up. He lived, but he went into a heart attack. So the growing trend now is if you have heart failure, or you have an arrhythmia, an abnormal heart rhythm, or if you're taking medication because you're at risk for a heart attack, adding marijuana to the mix may be bad. Now, again, this is a study that, again, it's one study, and the cardiologists are still trying to kind of figure out what's going to be their main platform when it comes to this. But just know that just because the data isn't out and marijuana is legal, it doesn't mean it's 100% safe. And for you, it could be deadly. And I did vote to legalize marijuana. I want us to study it more. I'm not anti-marijuana, but I do believe that for some people, it could be bad news. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I'm getting a little bit of heat because this made headlines. A major doctors group calls for universal health care for every American and slams the U.S. system as ill. I mean, the system right now does stink. It doesn't matter who you blame. I blame ACA and Obama. Other people blame the way the system was before Obama, and they're not entirely wrong. And I've told you guys why the system ended up happening. Doctors were getting sued left and right. Lawsuits went crazy for doctors missing diagnoses or failure to diagnose. And for the old school doctors who learned how to do things without tests, going, I don't need to order a CT on you. You know, medicine is old school. They were like, no, looks like, you know, we're going to lose our practice and lose our home if we don't show that we did the test. So we're going to do the test. If you didn't order the test or order the referral, and a patient had a bad outcome, even if it was nature and had nothing to do with the doctor, that doctor would get sued. So they're like, well, then you know what? I'm going to order the test. And we ordered more tests. And we ordered, you think you have cancer? I'm here with you. I'll find it. And that protected people from getting sued. And then Obama comes in going, yeah, you know, things are expensive. We're spending more money. You know, I like the idea of us controlling healthcare. I want to please people. So why don't we do this whole ACA thing? And that was one of the worst bills I've ever seen. And now we're even in a bigger mess. So I have no problem being honest, okay, and seeing both sides and saying, look, the system did stink. But now it's really bad. I mean, now I would have rather we attacked the other system better. So the American College of Physicians, who is the U.S.'s second largest association of doctors, I think after the AMA, has kind of come out and declared that the healthcare system is ill and needs a bold new prescription. They have called for sweeping government action to guarantee coverage for all, reduce costs, and improve the basic well-being of Americans. Doctors from the association have endorsed either a government-run single-payer system that would cover everyone, or a new, quote, public option government plan that would offer comprehensive coverage to compete with private insurance. Which, once you start to compete with private insurance, they're out. Private cannot compete with government. The group's president, Dr. Robert McLean, said his organization, though, is not signing on to specific proposals made by Democratic presidential candidates. So they are not going to endorse, yet, Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. You know, Bernie Sanders wants a Medicare for all. Joe Biden wants to combine a public option and revise Obamacare. Drug price negotiations via Medicare. So the group arrived at its recommendations by analyzing available evidence on what might best address the nation's problems with high cost gaps in insurance coverage, uneven quality, and mind-boggling complexity. Oh, yeah, it's a mess. You get an insurance, you think they're going to cover something, then you find out they don't. So he says, we think there's a realistic chance that either of these two approaches could get us a much, much better place. It is not looking to be partisan, but I would say it is unavoidably political because policy is political. They say one problem Sanders' plan poses for McLean's doctor group is its reliance on Medicare rates. Those are well below what private insurance pays. Now, the American Medical Association is the nation's largest consortium of physicians. This one has 141,000 members, so it's a little less. Many are internal medicine specialists. They focus on adults, from Medicare recipients to people in their working years covered by employer plans. So, half of U.S. adults, they say, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation poll, does support a Medicare for All plan. Public option garners more support, they say. About two-thirds backing a public option. Both ideas do face strong opposition from health insurance companies and other industry players. And some of you have said, look, what are the doctors doing? You know, are they Democrat? Are they doctors run the gamut of political spectrums. You know, this idea that lawyers are Democrat and doctors are Republican isn't always the case. You do see some Republican lawyers, you do see Democratic doctors, and the divide I sometimes see are those who work with a lot of Medicaid recipients want to make sure that Medicaid, you know, gets to people who need it and more people have access to it. So they are going to be for Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion might be a Republican and a Democratic philosophy, you know, but if it fell under the ACA, they ended up supporting the ACA, some of them. You have other doctors that say, look, okay, you know, we know what happens when government gets involved. We get a mess like we do now. Can somebody just think this through before you promise everybody Medicare? So, and then there's, of course, a bunch of variety of other approaches to this. My concern is, we have people that are starting to get desperate. And I feel it too. these high deductibles, what Obamacare did was horrible. And I don't want Obama to win. That was, to me, the plan. He wanted a public option. It was voted down. So he goes, then you know what? You're going to get this. So we got this, and then we're going to be ending up, and like I predicted 9 years ago, we are going to be begging for a public option. And here we are, and people are now starting to get desperate. And I don't like desperation, because with desperation comes government takeover. And there's a lot of people out there, even Republican, going, Dr. Dahlia, what's wrong with just Medicare for all? You know, then we can all have Medicare. Well, what's wrong with it is Medicare right now is not very strong for the millions on it. And now you want to double, almost triple the amount of Americans being on it. Saying you're going to tax the rich is not going to cover it. You're going to then have cause it to have less benefits. And already a lot of my Medicare patients go, look, I have Medicare, so it's not going to cover it. It's not going to get covered on Medicare. It's not going to get covered. So you then are going to need a supplemental insurance, or you're going to need to go to the private insurance companies to supplement. And if you already destroy those private companies by doing a Medicare for all and not having another sort of, you know, consumer flow to them, they're not going to be around to supplement what the government insurance is, and you're just going to be stuck with what the government has. Do we have enough providers that take Medicare? No, we don't. We already are having waits. People with Medicare say they can't get them to their doctor for months. There's not enough people to take Medicare. Some states are like, well, we'll just, you know, make everybody a Medicare doctor. You don't have a lot of people out there that, you know, want to be paid less than what they deserve. People will say, well, then there's going to be a doctor shortage, but nurses can take over and pharmacists can take over, and, you know, maybe they can. I mean, we are having healthcare delivered by some amazing people. But medicine is an art, and we're treating medicine like a business. You know, people are frustrated that the doctors want to, you know, back the Democrats. You know, the physicians are in a tough spot because maybe they support Trump, but maybe they don't. But they have to look like they stand for something. So a physician will stand for the patient. Now, currently, Obamacare killed the healthcare system so much that a lot of doctors are like, look, let's just get the patient some sort of health insurance. I don't care what. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, they're going to be like, look, we got to get the patient's insurance. I mean, a doctor group can't say you need to protect us and what we get paid. They have to be pro-patient. And if you're going to be pro-patient, you want patients to get health care. I don't want them to get insurance. I want them to get health care. I mean, if you want to throw millions of dollars into a system for people, open up free clinics throughout the country. You don't have to put money into a Medicare insurance card that people can't use because there's not enough doctors who will see them. You want people to get treated right away. Then we need walk-in clinics. And trust me, there are tons of benefactors, tons of people out there that are going to want their name on that clinic. We have old machines and old x-ray machines, old meaning a couple years old, that can be there. We have pharmaceuticals that have months before expiration that could stock the pharmacy. There's a lot of waste that we could redesign and repurpose. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial against President Trump about to get started in earnest in the U.S. Senate, but House managers are very displeased about the rules that have been proposed as well as the procedures for the trial. Here's California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This is not a process for a fair trial. This is the process for a rigged trial. This is the process if you do not want the American people to see the evidence.
President Trump in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Summit, asked by reporters about what's going on back home.
That whole thing is a total hoax, so I'm sure it's going to work out fine.
Obamacare will not be taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court, at least not anytime soon. Democrats were seeking an expedited review of a lawsuit challenging that law, but the justices today have refused, the high court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you guys about this. These kids, unfortunately, kind of have some of the most odd injuries, but you need to be aware of it. A toddler fractured their skull after a pencil went through the eye. It's a little one-year-old boy in China. Fell on a pencil and then yanked it out on the way to the hospital. And unfortunately, fractured the skull. Eyesight's intact, though. The boy reportedly went 7 hours with the pencils lodged in his head before pulling it out when the parents weren't looking. 14-month-old was... So the parents did right. You know, you leave it in and you let the body, let it seal whatever the bleed is. That was the big mistake with Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, who, when he was stabbed with the stingray, he pulled it out of his chest, and a lot of us would have instinctively done that. I probably would have done it too. Even as a doctor, I would have known, but the shock of it, you get it out. You don't want to walk around with a big, you know, knife in your chest. Unfortunately, that pulling it out is what caused him to bleed more and die. Well, the 14-month-old was admitted to Dongguan Children's Hospital in China on January 17th. Doctors ordered scans, which revealed that the impact of the pencil had fractured a piece of his eye socket. While the pencil managed to evade the eyeball, thank God, the piece of the fractured skull wound up lodged behind his left eye socket. Dr. Deng Wangbing, the boy's neurosurgeon, led a team that removed a section of the boy's forehead to locate the piece of the skull. Said the patient was also treated for a potential infection in the eye socket and swelling. Of course, the body probably would be like, okay, well, what the heck is this? Wall it off. The body is one of the most... My son, who's in engineering, had said that the human body is one of the most fantastically engineered machines. In that, you know, it knows what to do, a healthy body, when things happen, right? It'll recruit fluid, recruit swelling. You know, you trip on something and you twist your knee, immediately fluid comes to the knee to protect it, you know, and so you don't move it anymore and injure it until somebody could assess the situation. And I'm not really sure what the hierarchy is within the body. If you got generals, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. I think one of the next discoveries is going to be that there is like an army of hierarchy. You know, you got general, you got, okay, you got colonel, I don't want to mess this up, lieutenant and sergeant and private. I know, I need to review my orders of how that goes. But my guess is you do have the privates that get there, you know, and then you got the sergeants, and then you got the captains, and you got, you know, and it just goes on. And then there's certain generals that are kind of mediating things. And things also happen in stages, like with bruises, with infection. You got, all right, we're going to fight the infection, now we're going to clean it up. And you have these cells that act differently. And it's kind of cool how it all works. So, you know, we have a lot of soft structures in the body. And if you've ever looked at a skull, it's designed to protect a lot of the nerves, a lot of the vessels, just like your ribs. Your ribs protect your heart, protect your lungs. Now, there has to be vessels that still go in and out of the ribs, right? You know, and the vessels are kind of right under the rib, you know, and you have the vein, the artery, the nerve, and it's just tucked right under that rib, so it still has some protection. And there's always double. You got the two kidneys, right? You got two testicles, two ovaries, so there's always double. And the, you know, if the bones get hurt, the bones need to have a blood supply. The bones can bleed, but it can also allow a source, if there is a bone injury, for there to be the swelling and the protection that happens. So, you know, we doctors, what do? Well, what we do is when an injury like this happens, people have asked me, they go, how did I do it in the ER? What do you do when you have all, you know, it's an emergency and you only have seconds and you have, well, there's different stages to helping fix somebody. And the one thing we learn in medicine is we learn not to panic. And we learn that taking a couple seconds to think is more life-saving than just jumping in and starting to throw stuff around. So you are allowed to assess the situation. We train ourselves with advanced cardiac life support or advanced trauma life support. And what we do is we learn that as soon as we see you fall, as soon as we see you lose your, you know, pulse or stop breathing, we jump on you and we start your CPR, and we start, you know, compressions and we try to stabilize. Okay? And that's something that we could do as long as you're not breathing, as long as you don't have a pulse, we could jump in and do that. We're not going to hurt you. All right? And that's kind of our initial, all right, first, second sort of knee-jerk response. Same thing with first aid. You're bleeding. Let's go proximal to the bleed, not distal. Proximal is close to the body, not distal. Try to provide pressure. Cover the wound. try to tourniquet some pressure above the wound, cover it so there's no infection, and get it stabilized. If there's a way you can, in the field, stop the bleed using hemostats and things like that, Army medics are fantastic. Army medics are better than, you know, so many doctors out there. You would do that as a knee-jerk reflex. But when you get a case like this, where they come into the hospital, mom's freaking out, kids freaking out, as long as their vitals are stable, okay, we could give some medicine to calm baby down, start to sedate him, so we could then do the scan, and then we could assess what's going on. Once we do that, we could kind of get a little idea of how much time we have. If you're not bleeding out, okay, if you're not seeing something move towards a major nerve, trust me, we still have to hurry. But we need to prep the OR. It makes no sense not, you know, to put you in a room that's not sterile. You know, I mean, a lot of times in ER, somebody's coming in, they're bleeding, whatever, you're going to do whatever you can, and, you know, yeah. But if it's an emergency, but it's an emergency that's, what's the word for it? If it's kind of an emergency where you can a controlled situation, you can then plan that out. People think, oh my God, he has a pencil in his eye, relax. Okay? The pencil is, you know, being there, it's not, well, he ripped the pencil out, but like, you hear people with, you know, knives to the eye or things like that. Right now, it is keeping everything in place. The most important thing we need you to do is calm down. We're going to give you something for the pain. We're going to give you something to relax. You're in good hands. We are here to take care of you. We give them something to relax so then they don't jerk and move and make it worse. We need the heart rate at a good rate. We need to, if we have to give them fluids, we would give them fluids because they could still go into shock, start antibiotics, and then we prep OR, take them in, and then they assess the situation based on scans. And based on scans, they know where to go. They know the anatomy. We know our anatomy. You have to know the anatomy. All right. Yes, some people might vary, but for the most part, there's a very predictable anatomy. And so if something is above the eye versus somebody is below the eye, you kind of can judge what sort of vessels or what sort of issues what sort of anatomical structures could be at risk. All right. And then, again, you have the prep, you have the equipment ready to go, you have the plan, and you have the specialist there. And so we look more calm. We're not cold. We're not stoic. It's just we can't let emotion get in the way. We need to be able to function. We know it's scary. We know it's frightening. We know there's a lot on the line. But panic and you know, jerking movements and things like that can make things worse. And so, you know, we're prepared. That's what we're trained for. And I know a lot of people think, well, you know, doctors don't need to make a lot of money. They don't need to, you know, for somebody to go through all that and have that training, especially to take on that risk, you know, of the brain and, you know, they cut them some slack. Let them make some money, you know. And don't be right there saying, oh, we're going to sue. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people are freaking out about this coronavirus, and some aren't. They're like, well, there's not really a lot of cases yet. Okay. We might jump to conclusions in the media, and we might try to panic people to get headlines and advertisers, which I think is bullcrap, by the way. We, not meaning me, but in the media, this happens all the time. But I got to be honest with you. In this particular case, just like with Ebola, I don't mind us raising the red alert and going to DEFCON 3. Because SARS, MERS, avian flu, these things scare me a little bit, because I don't think we're ready. Just like with Ebola a few years back, we weren't ready. And so if, you know, these headlines saying, guys, you know, we got an outbreak, we got an outbreak, you know, gets people to be a little bit more, you know, less lax in spreading germs and swapping saliva and all that, then I, you know what, I'm okay. I don't want people, you know, moving and, you know, killing themselves or anything like that. But knowing that there is a virus out there that it can be deadly, I think we do have a right in the media and a duty to tell people. So the latest we have is this Chinese coronavirus may be passed through saliva. I was kind of scratching my head when they say there is no human-to-human transmission, but I'm like, a lot of coronaviruses are human-to-human transmission. So can somebody kind of, you know, clarify? Well, now we're being told, yeah, maybe passed through saliva. So Chinese officials yesterday did confirm that the virus has spread between humans. 15 healthcare workers have caught the respiratory virus. Death toll has risen to 6. Over 325 people in Asia now have tested positive for this. 3 other countries have now reported cases, Thailand, Japan, and South Korea. 3 more deaths were announced today, taking the number from 3 to 6. And again, these are underestimations because if somebody died a week ago at home and nobody did an autopsy, nobody knows. They'd be like, well, they died in their sleep. How do they know? So, and a lot of people do not want the, we call it mitcheting, the, not a medical term, I think it's a Yiddish term. They don't want somebody to be, you know, evaluated and autopsied. In many religions, they want them to, you know, be buried right away. So sometimes you have no idea why somebody died, and it could have been this, could have been this, you know, this could have been around longer than we think. So China's National Health Commission yesterday confirmed that the never-before-seen SARS-like sudden acute respiratory syndrome, like coronavirus, had spread between humans. In fact, they said in an article yesterday, nah, we don't think so. And I had to report it, I just didn't buy it, guys. Now the body, but again, I didn't want to say anything because I can't be an alarmist. You know, I kind of like to shoot it straight with you guys, but if they're telling me it's not human to human, I have to tell you it's not human to human. I hate that. You know, I still have to be a vehicle for, you know, the education and the news. And then every now and then I throw my opinion, but I got to be very, very careful about alarming everybody. But I did not like that. I did not like that statement that, oh, no, you don't have to worry. It's not being, you know, transmitted human to human. It just didn't make sense to me. Now I can tell you. So, I'm telling you. Taiwan today confirmed its first case of lethal bug. The 6 people that died was in the Chinese city of Wuhan. It's home to 11 million people. Taiwan is now the 4th territory to report a case of the virus outside China. So we have Thailand, South Korea, Japan. I think North Korea has stopped allowing tourists to come in. I didn't know a lot of tourists go to North Korea, but I guess, yeah, I hear it's a beautiful country. But I guess they have put a hold on tourism because of this. They don't want to get the virus there. So right now, we're looking at 325 people that have the virus. Now it's actually up to 20 healthcare workers. Cases have risen sixfold in the space of 4 days, with just 48 confirmed cases on January 17th. And again, if you're like, well, gosh, man, it's really exponentially growing. Well, again, until we know who had it and have the numbers and all that, we're going to be tallying up cases and going, oh, well, then I guess there's more. Oh, I guess there's more. Australia and the Philippines are investigating suspected cases of coronavirus. This coronavirus causes fever, shortness of breath. Actually, it looks like flu. Fatigue, fever, body aches, chills, a cough, but it could go into pneumonia. North Korea, we're being told, has temporarily banned all tourists from entering the country over fears it'll spread. South Korean budget airline Tway Air has postponed the launch of its cheap flights to Wuhan. Experts from China's National Health Commission have urged Wuhan's 11 million residents to not leave the city. Did you guys see Chernobyl? Yeah, in Chernobyl, they didn't want people leaving the city initially, because they want to contain. So now, if you're in Wuhan and you're afraid you're going to get this, you can't leave. They say it's an urging. I'm not exactly sure if, you know, there is any military presence. World Health Organization will hold a meeting tomorrow to discuss making the outbreak a public health emergency. A leading expert had said the coronavirus may have been lurking in animals for decades, before adapting to infect humans. Now, that to me is one of the scariest things I've already told you guys today. Viruses and things that can live in animals jumping to humans, just like HIV did, scares the living daylights out of me. Because we're not prepared and our pants are caught down. It's that bothers me because it also shows the mutability and the gravity of the situation and how a virus can mutate to where it could live in a completely different species. That's some scary stuff. So, a Chinese doctor who's very well known, who's been investigating the outbreak, got it himself. Countries like Russia, Kazakhstan, Malaysia have also upped their screening methods to detect travelers with a fever in airports. JFK, LAX, and San Francisco SFO are also making sure that they're also going to be starting to screen people that come from Wuhan. You even see people in hazmat suits screening Air China passengers for the virus before letting them leave. They say residents of various Chinese cities are in line to get face masks. Vendors are selling the medical products for 10 times more than normal. Can you believe that? A face mask shouldn't cost more than 5 cents. But, so people are spending the money. Public health officials in the UK have instructed NHS hospitals on how to deal with the cases. U.S. National Institutes of Health is already working on a vaccine. Unfortunately, it's going to be months before it can be tested on humans. One virologist admitted, according to Daily Mail, that he was scared the virus will spread over the Lunar New Year's holidays with millions of Chinese residents set to travel. Another scientist described the coronavirus as being one of the newest and biggest global health threats. And I know some of you guys are like, wait, we're only talking 300 people. Again, I don't like alarmists. I don't like people trying to freak everybody out. But we have a coronavirus, and, you know, we talked about, you know, a lot of coronaviruses, you know, cause a common cold, and we're all fine, but it's in a family of viruses, just like we are in the family of primates. So you have humans, you have apes, those are very, very different entities, which means this family of it's in the coronavirus family, it could be a very, 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 very different virus than the regular flu. And people are dying. Now, people can die from a cold. People can die from a flu. We hear of a teenager in North Carolina who died from the flu. So it can happen, and it can happen at a very similar incidence. But we need to know that we are not dealing with a bug that has the potential to spread with no vaccine, no treatment out there. And how it kills is we believe it causes a pneumonia. It causes fluid inflammation in the lobe of the lung. That lung can't exchange oxygen, and people die. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.